This is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air, broadcasting from the KUWS radio studios. It's 5 o'clock standard wartime, Saturday, March the 14th, 1942. This is Jack McKenna speaking, and newsman Lou Martin is standing by with the latest war news and special information about how to dial your phone. That's right, friends. At midnight tonight, you will be able to dial local numbers yourself using the new rotary telephone. Are you ready for that, Lou?
Well, sure. You know, I've been practicing it. It seems easy enough. I'm worried about people like you with fingers too thick to turn the dial. You know, we've got one of those new phones right here for you to try later in our program, Jack.
Oh, I'll call you up tomorrow, Lou, and let you know. Now, Lou Martin with the Duluth Superior Bus Company, 5 o'clock news.
Well, good evening, listeners. The war news continues to be dark as United States battles with high losses in the Pacific. The greatest naval battle of the war was fought in a screen of smoke by both Japanese and Allied ships near Australia. Although 13 Allied ships were lost in what's called the Battle of Java, the Japanese were prevented from landing troops, which would eventually be used to attack Port Moresby in New Guinea. The Nipponese lost 8 ships in the fury, along with U.S. destroyers and cruisers that were sunk. British and Dutch ships were also lost, totaling 13 that were lost in the battle. Australian Prime Minister John Curtin continues to rally his country to stand up to a pending invasion by Japanese naval and land forces. Mr. Curtin warned the United States and Britain that his country is the last bastion to an attack on the U.S. West Coast. If Australia were to fall, Curtin says America's would be wide open. Australia also lost one of its best ships, the cruiser Perth, in the Battle of Java. American fighter planes are striking at Japanese troops and ships from Australia in the hopes of turning this battle over New Guinea and Port Moresby into an offensive thrust instead of defensive. Since the attack on Pearl Harbor, Allied forces have been unable to stop the Japanese advances and have been fighting a defensive war. The war news is slow coming out of that area on the other side of the world, but reports from London say that American fighter planes have struck at Japanese airstrips on Rabaul and Gasmata in the New Britain Islands. Fighting between British and Japanese troops in Burma continues to be fierce. Japanese forces are trying to outflank the British on the Rangoon-Mandalay Highway, but London insists that their troops are holding their own in this battle for Burma. One of the greatest bombing raids by the Royal Air Force, large bombers, left Cologne in flames. Radio Oslo, which is controlled by the Germans, admitted to damage and some civilian casualties from the bombing runs. Stirlings, Halifaxes, and the new Lancasters took part in the bombing mission. 8 German Messerschmitts were shot down over the English Channel in dogfights as they pursued the bombers. No RAF planes were lost. The Russian counteroffensive continues to roll on as they drive Hitler's troops back toward Smolensk. That's 230 miles west of Moscow. Soviet troops crushed Nazi attempts to strike back and continue to close the jaws and a trap on German forces. Information is sparse on the number of Nazi troops in the area, but at its peak they numbered 1 million soldiers. Radio Moscow reports that only a 20-mile-wide area exists in an escape corridor for the fascist invaders and the Russian encirclement. Recapturing Smolensk would be a great victory for the Reds, since it's the key Nazi base on the Central Front. Artillery shells landed in Manhattan for the first time in the war, but they weren't shot by Axis invaders. 8 shells were mistakenly fired from an unmanned automatic anti-aircraft gun, with 7 shells landing harmlessly in the East River. 1 shell, however, did find its mark. A 1-pound shell hit the 40-story Equitable building on Wall Street, chipping some of the building's bricks. Fortunately, no one was hit by the falling debris. even though it happened in the afternoon rush hour. As this struggle for freedom continues, citizens on the American home front are reminded that state and federal tax returns must be filed by midnight on Monday. March the 16th is the tax deadline this year. The normal date is March the 15th, but this year it falls on a Sunday. Patient and sometimes impatient taxpayers stood in two long lines at the Douglas County Courthouse this afternoon waiting for help. Auditor R.L. Lundberg is answering questions about filing taxes. Mr. Lundberg says this is believed to be the greatest rush since the First World War. The New Superior Bus Company news time is 5:07 standard wartime. Now Jack McKenna with a word about our sponsor.
And our sponsor Swami says, I see great crowds of people. Yes. Big crowds are in the picture for the future. As automobile riders turn to buses, the load of the bus system will increase beyond the capacity of rush hour buses. There may be inconvenience ahead. Service may not be quite what it has been. Everyone won't be able to ride at once, but there will be space on the off-peak buses. We'll move those crowds, Swami.
Ah, so.
Duluth Superior Bus Company, you're a great rider. You know, Lou, Harriet rides the bus. I wonder if they consider her an essential war employee. We wouldn't want her to get bumped from the bus.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. A proper person would not only not bump her from the bus, but they'd be sure to give up his seat for her. I think her work is essential anyway. It certainly is good for my morale.
Oh, shucks, you're just an old softy, buddy.
The New Superior Bus Company time is 5:09. Well, good listeners, remember this date, March the 14th of 1942. It is when a momentous change in our everyday lives came as Superiorites will change the way they use the telephone at midnight tonight. That's when the Wisconsin Telephone Company will switch over to the new dial system. KUWS Radio News reporter Mike Simonson has our story.
Well, no longer will folks have to ask the operator to connect them for a local call. Soon that practice will seem quaint and old-fashioned, using operator assistance only for long-distance calls. Wisconsin Telephone Company has been installing the new dial system since last month, replacing the manual phones which serve 8,400 homes and businesses in Superior and Douglas County. At midnight tonight, Superior City Manager F. Robert Buechner will lift the receiver and dial 6221. On the other end, we hope, Douglas County Civil Defense Director Andrew Wenzel will pick up the telephone, officially opening the Dial Exchange telephone system. Entire new telephone directories have been published and distributed, so everyone has a new telephone number. And some glitches are expected, Lou, since people will have to get used to dialing a telephone, especially Jack.
Well, we'll have to work on him.
Hey!
Thanks, Mike. His Excellency, the Most Reverend James O'Connor, will arrive in Superior Tuesday morning and assume his duties as Bishop of the 16-county Catholic Diocese of Superior. The fifth Bishop of the See of Superior will be enthroned in a ceremony at the Cathedral of Christ the King at 10 a.m. Four archbishops, including Moses Kiley of Milwaukee and Samuel Strickton of Chicago, and eight bishops will attend. Representatives from the Iron Range, Ashland, Hayward, and Grantsburg, will form the Guard of Honor for Bishop O'Connor. Following the enthronement, there will be a banquet for all of the priests at St. Joseph's Orphanage. Lay members will dine at the Androy Hotel. Sportsmen from the Shawamigan Bay Area met at the Legion Memorial Home Thursday night to put together a grievance list. The North Wisconsin Rod and Gun Club president, Ray Casey, says the State Conservation Board should adopt their resolutions. First of all, it's extending the trout fishing hours to 11 p.m. wartime, duck hunting hours to 5 p.m. wartime, opposed federal regulation of guns and other rules about civilian gun ownership, extend the fishing season in Lake Superior to March the 1st, and oppose proposed state increases in fishing and hunting license fees. Afterwards, President Casey showed an educational film, Your Friend the Snake, and then they served lunch. A gold-headed cane owned by Douglas County's first register of deeds was presented by the Douglas County Historical Society. The late George Morrison first came to Superior in 1854, almost 90 years ago, Jack, and was elected Register of Deeds in 1857. Mr. Morrison held the office for 30 years. Historical Society curator Mrs. William Duby says the cane was given to the society by his daughter, Cecilia Morrison. The newspaper, Superior Interocean, wrote about the hard-campaigning Morrison. George has taken the premier of several of the agricultural fairs. Known as the handsomest Canuck at the head of the lakes, he's known for his good fellowship. And a few of the settlers know that they can depend upon George in a tight spot. And, Jack, another cane of petrified wood was also presented today to the Historical Society. The cane belonged to Isidore Cohen, presented by his daughter, Miss Deborah Cohen.
Well, they'd better keep those canes away from the hat rack, Lou, or someone might walk off with one by mistake if it isn't too heavy to carry. And what's all this concern over my being able to handle these new dial-type telephones?
Well, it's just you and the new technology sometimes just don't get along very well.
Well, I'll show you and Mr. Simonson a thing or two before we're off the air. But first, friends, let's take a look at our forecast for this March the 14th, 1942, from the United States Weather Bureau on the hillside of Duluth. Again, as usual, this forecast is short because of wartime censorship rules. So I can't give you tomorrow's weather or even the wind direction, for that matter. But I can tell you spring is near. We have mild conditions ahead tonight with no precipitation. How's that for a forecast? Oh, jeez. Well, it was nice today. We won't be helping old Schnickelgruber by telling you the high today was 39 degrees in Superior and 36 degrees at the Johnson Williamson Airport in Duluth. But old Schnickelgruber is getting some heat nowadays. Now let's swing into this Saturday evening with the smooth sounds of the Mills Brothers and Paper Doll on station KUWS, broadcasting from the land of beautiful lakes.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes we'll have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Ah, yes, the great music of the Mills Brothers on station KUWS. There's always the best in entertainment at Sam Lurie's Ritz Nightclub. Sam Lurie spares no expense, friends, and presents three floor shows every night. But he keeps your costs to a minimum with a maximum of fun at the Ritz. The next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, Mr. Heine Berg will visit in person from Minneapolis. He'll show a film of the Aquacentennial of 1941 and a Joe Louis World Championship boxing match. The film is topped off by the performance of Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. All this at the Ritz Nightclub in Superior, friends. You know, Lou, Sam isn't saying this because he's too modest.
Well, Sam Lurie's been called a lot of things, but modest isn't one of them.
Well, this big Wednesday night bash is really Sam's birthday.
Well, he knows how to do it upright, too. I'll ask you to make reservations for us, but that would mean for you to dial the telephone, so I'll handle it.
Oh, just you wait and see. I'll show you. But first, it's back to the music and the Hutsuts song, A Swedish Serenade, by Freddie Martin and the McKenna Show on KUWS.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, some boys would sit and fish and dream when they should have been in school. They couldn't read or write a word, but happiness they found in a little song they heard. Here's how it would sound.
That's a draw, sun on the river, and a draw, a draw, a sue. That's a draw, sun on the river, and a draw, a sue. That's a draw, sun on the river, and a draw, a draw, a sue. That's a draw, sun on the river, and a draw, a sue.
Now the Ralsen is the Swedish town, the river is a stream, the Prala is the boy and girl, the Hutsuk is their dream.
That's a draw.
Just enjoyed the big band swing sound of Freddie Martin on the station KUWS, even though the older Swedes say that's not Swedish they're singing. So, Lou, I see Harriet made it on time, even though the crowds on the bus are keeping some people from being able to ride.
Well, you know, that tire rationing is really making the bus company do a real good business. But yes, let's bring in our society editor, always a pleasant addition to the radio waves, Harriet Farrick.
Oh, Louis, you make my day.
Well, that's pretty good for someone who can't even make up his mind. After all these years, you too.
Say, Harriet, you didn't have any trouble riding the bus, did you?
Not at all, Louis. You know, people pull together like never before in this time of crisis. I even saw Jimmy Payton. He gave me his seat.
Uh-oh, Lou. Sounds like competition on the horizon. Jimmy Payton is quite the ladies' man, and he works at the competition WEBC.
Don't be ridiculous, Jack. He was just being a gentleman.
He didn't try to lure you away from us, did he? You know, their community editor isn't anywhere near as good as you are.
What a nice thing to say, Louis. He did suggest that I stop by sometime, but I don't know. I can't imagine leaving you and Jack after all these years. Remember when we first started working together in 1929? 13 years ago. Goodness sakes, boys, that seems like a lifetime ago.
Well, you were pretty nervous, too, that first day, Harriet. You were wearing one of those flapper hats and dresses.
Why, Jack, how sweet. You remember what I wore?
Your dress and shoes were rust-colored with a vanilla trim.
See, I just couldn't leave this job. Not as long as I'm working with two lugs like you. Two great big lugs.
Hey, Lou, we're lugs.
Big lugs, no less. Now, Harriet, it's time for you to do your community news. Maybe we'd better play a number to cheer her up, Jack.
I'm not sad, Louis. I'm happy.
Yeah, right. Let's have some music anyway. This is the one and only Glenn Miller and his orchestra with one of your favorites, Harriet, Jukebox Saturday Night on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Mopping up soda pop Ricky to our heart's delight.
Dancing to swingaroo quickies, Jukebox Saturday Night. Jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us.
Me and Honeyland
making one coke last us
till it's time to scram.
Money we really don't need that.
We make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that Jukebox Saturday night.
After sipping a soda, we got scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
That doesn't pick you up, good listeners. Well, I just don't know. Glenn Miller and his orchestra? Why, sure. And Jukebox Saturday Night. Has she collected herself, Lou?
Well, I'd say so. She's humming to herself. Sounds pretty happy, if you ask me. Here's Harriet Farrig with the community news.
Why, thank you, Louis. Jack.
The Lug Brothers.
Hello, everyone. Our churches are very busy these days playing that vital role in our community through the Depression and now through time of war. The list of guest speakers at the People's Gospel Mission this week is Reverend John Nelson Monday night, Tuesday night Reverend Fred Nelson, Wednesday night Reverend Clarence Kerr, Thursday night Frederick Johnson, and Friday night Reverend A.G. Riggle. Tomorrow night, People's Gospel Mission Superintendent Al Johnson conducts services. They're open to the public and are located at 710 Tower Avenue. And this is so exciting. Noted Minneapolis soloist Ben Henry Smith will perform tomorrow at Hammond Avenue Church. Reverend George Sentry works hard at getting fine talent like Ben Henry Smith to spread the gospel. Patrons of the Duluth Civic Symphony will remember that Mr. Smith performed with them last year. Duluth Rabbi Burton Levinson will speak at the American Association of University Women on Tuesday in Superior. His very important subject will be, What Are We Fighting For? The meeting is open to the public and will be in room 302 at Superior State Teachers College. And boys, the Reverend Hill at St. Albans Episcopal Church will hold a prayer service for St. Albans' 22 young men who are in the service of our country. That includes the Germond brothers, Garth and William, Don Patel, Robert and William Sims, Paul Ostrom, Harry Thompson, Harry Whitmore, Arthur Maynard, Glenn Davidson, John Downing, Fred Kemp, William Bell, and brothers Kenneth, Chester, and Reinford Oliver. All those fine men just from one church here in town. It gives us all pause, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does.
I saw the list of people eligible for the draft in Douglas County this year printed in the Evening Telegram yesterday. The print was small, but the whole page was filled with names. Here's a number I think these dedicated men will appreciate, living here at the head of the lakes. This is Bell Bottom Trousers by Tony Pastor and his orchestra on station KUWS.
Sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Along the street, anyone can see. They are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too.
Her sailor went, she was sure to go. Till one day he sailed away, where she doesn't know. Now she's gonna join the waves, maybe go to sea. Try to find her sailor boy, wherever he may be.
Bell-bottom trousers,
coat of navy blue.
She loves her sailor,
and he loves her too. If her sailor she can't find on the bounding main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all their kiddies in sailor's dungarees. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor boy, and he loves her too.
The fine music of Tony Pastor and his orchestra. The singing of Ruth McCullough. Oh, Ruth again, huh? On the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's time, Jack.
Yes, it's time, Jack.
Well, if you two think I can't figure out how to use this contraption, you're wrong. I can keep up with the new technology, thank you. It's a simple candlestick-type telephone with a round thing and holes in it and numbers under the round thing. Good listeners, anyway. They think I can't work this gadget.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have no trouble. Here, let me show you. There you go, see? This candlestick telephone will replace the need for operators placing local calls for us.
No more. Number, please, when you pick up the phone.
Go ahead, Jack. Give it a shot.
Just spin this thing around, Lou.
And be sure to let it go. You know, it goes back by itself.
Let's see here. It's kind of small holes for my finger. Wait a minute here. Let's see. I can't get my finger out, Lou. Well, I'll spin it around anyway.
That's all, Jack. But first you have to pick up the receiver.
I can't even get my finger out of the hole.
Pick up the receiver, Jack, first, and then listen for that thing there, and then listen for the hum. That's called a dial tone.
I got the hum.
Then, by spinning that thing around, then you're dialing the phone.
Huh. Piece of cake. Oh, I'm getting a busy signal.
That's great. You did it, Jack.
Did what?
That thick index finger fit the hole just fine. You know, I'm kind of surprised.
Oh, what do I do now? Pick up this thing here. Hello. Huh, wrong number. I suppose there'll be a few of these in the next couple days. Piece of cake, though. Nothing to this dialing thing, good listeners. Let's see, I'll try it again. Hey, it's kind of fun. You don't put your finger in too far in the hole. Huh, if any of you listeners have any questions about working this dial telephone, just dial me up tomorrow and I'll walk you through it.
But if they can dial your number...
Jack's just having some fun with us, Lewis.
And, good friends, another happy ending on the Martin and McKenna Show. We'll be here, same time, same place on your radio dial, which is a different kind of dial. That is, if the good Lord's willing and you don't get your finger stuck. Get that, will you, Lou? For Lou and Harriet, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and good evening. Hello.
This is Radio Superior 1942. A weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write to us at KUWS Radio. UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1942. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.